It's time for Sports Talk.
Ty McBride here on the phone with Eric James. Today we are talking about the Overtime Elite League that is supposed to be coming up here within the next few years. So basically what it is, it's a league for players 16, 18 years old, so high schoolers, and they give them $100,000 a year and some stock in the company to play. Now, of course, if you take money as a high school athlete, then you are not eligible to play NCAA basketball.
Exactly. So with that being said, let's break it down. Let's break things down a little bit more in perspective here. So basically, you're playing for your high school basketball. If you're like in the top 10s, whatever, you know how things are ranked for as a high school player, you're going to get $100,000. Now, what happens is if you're getting paid that type of money, you are pursuing a professional career in basketball. So now, let's say you didn't make it. The other side of that is, okay, no problem. We're going to put $100,000 into your scholarship, academic scholarship, mind you, but you cannot play basketball while you're in college. So it's a win-win in a sense because of the fact, hey, I'm pursuing a professional career in basketball, but if I don't make it, guess what? I still get me an opportunity to go to college and get me some academics and whatever professional career I want to get into. So it's a win-win. The upside of that, I see, is they came out a little late with it. Kobe, he missed out on an opportunity. If you can't spread out of high school, Dwight Howard,
LeBron James.
Exactly. Those guys could have gotten the money on top of it, which is good. But on the same token, it's a win-win for a high schooler who is looking to pursue a professional basketball career.
And here's the thing. As of right now, they're planning on only taking 30 players, so it's not just like anybody that plays high school basketball can play. They want the top high school players in the country because they are focusing on the people that will end up having a professional career. And, if they don't, then hey, you can't play basketball in college, but here's a scholarship. Go get you an education. Use what you know.
Is that not a win-win? Think about it. I can't play professional basketball. I can't play basketball in college, so there's no way I'm getting looked at. So now I'm pursue my career as being a doctor or a lawyer or a scientist or whatever you decide to be. Because you're going to have more than just one thing. I hope you have more than one thing on your plate than just the professional sport itself. It's a win-win. This is something that we were talking about when we was in college. Hey, paying the players, getting them opportunity to shine, and I guarantee they're going to play to the fullest. So now this is going to bring a lot of competitiveness now because the fact it's 30-something players you're going to pick within the nation to United States of America now to play in this professional sport. So I think it's going to amp things up to another level. I'm excited about it. Let's see how far this thing goes. And I hope these players are ready to do their thing.
Time out.